Hopefully no one's in here actually doing imaging, because if we turn on the lights, it could ruin their images. So
Curtis Creech, a 45-year-old veteran and biomedical engineering student, has only been at UTSA a couple of weeks, but he's already learning his way around a lab.
So we're in a room where multiple researchers can come in and use microscopes. There are three different microscopes set up in here. These things are very powerful and very, expensive.
He and his mentor are working to develop what's known as an organ on a chip. The idea is to build small tissues that can be used to test drugs and other treatments. Creech shows me an image of brain cells under a microscope. It looks kind of like a Jackson Pollock painting with flicks of blue and red.
What we're looking at are these little blue lines here and blue dots. Those are neurons. And the red lines here, these are going to be blood vessels that are actually within the cell.
Part of the challenge in growing tissue is making sure it has blood flow, and that's one of the problems that UTSA's biomedical engineering department is trying to tackle. This type of research could eventually have applications for battlefield trauma and veterans care. For example, brains on a chip may be used to test the effectiveness of treatment for traumatic brain injury and PTSD. Regenerative medicine could also benefit.
For example, blast injuries that may have taken pieces of bone or muscle away, we can take the patient's own cells and then grow that tissue back and then transplant it back into the body in order to heal traumatic injuries such as that.
Creech is enrolled full-time at the University of Virginia, but he was drawn to UTSA's BRAVE program for the summer, in part because it was looking for people like him. He also started his military career at Lackland Air Force Base and says it feels like home.
What drew me to it was the fact that they were specifically recruiting veterans and active duty military to come work on veteran and military related biomedical research.
After spending 5 years as an Army linguist, Creech worked for more than a decade as a counterterrorism contractor with deployments to the Middle East and South Asia. But at 45 years old, this is his first foray into college life. His research mentor, Katerina Stoikova, says she appreciates his worldliness.
Very interesting to hear and learn what he's gone through. I mean, he has a great experience in his life and everything he's gone through, so I admire. In any sense, I admire what they do.
Still, transitioning from the battlefield to the classroom can be daunting for veterans like Creech. That's part of why UTSA began a student engagement initiative called BRAVE.
You're coming back to an environment where you are not the standard, right? You're not the typical, maybe is the right way to put it. Most of the students in class are finished high school last year, right? And they're 18 and they've never, you know, served at any time in the military, maybe never been overseas, or certainly not to that level. So there, you know, it is a very different experience. And I know that there's challenges with that.
Dr. Eric Bray is chair of the Biomedical Engineering Department at UTSA. He created the 10-week program to recruit both civilian and veteran undergraduates into biomedical research, especially in areas like tissue regeneration and treating soldiers on the battlefield. Students take part in learning experiences within San Antonio's military health system, places like the Air Force Research Laboratory at Fort Sam Houston and the South Texas VA. For Bray, recruiting and retaining veteran students is an important, though sometimes difficult, task. He says more attention is paid to other underrepresented groups on university campuses.
I like the veteran aspect. Like, I think it's an important student population. I don't think we appreciate maybe how different it is. I think some of these other groups, there's a lot of interest and effort in trying to understand how does these populations and how do certain groups that are underrepresented, how can we help them succeed? I don't know that it's been thought about at the same level with veterans.
30% of the students taking part in the program are veterans like Creech.
Self-culture lab.
Back in the lab, Creech is grateful to be part of the first group of Brave students. He says the program has allowed his career to come full circle.
And it was kind of fitting, since I transitioned from counterterrorism into biomedical engineering, that I could come back here to where I started and continue to serve my former comrades in arms.
Creech says he plans to pursue a job in neural engineering, one that hopefully supports his fellow veterans. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.